in your power that they'll be going to a place that you've called them, and that they'll be going to make a difference to that place. So please be with them. Please help with them with their nerves. Please help them have good sleep over these next few days, not to get too worked up, but just go in the knowledge that your love is there ahead of them. Amen. And then the other thing I'd like us to pray for is to pray for each other, and especially people we know who just need that touch of God in their lives at the moment. People we know who are sad, who are lonely, who are poorly, and just need that hope that Jesus brings in their hearts at the moment. Perhaps you could be thinking of people you know who could really need that love of God to be surrounded at the moment. Just think of their names as I pray for them. Lord, we thank you that you love everyone. We saw in the story today how your love is for absolutely everyone, regardless of what they've done or where they come from. And we pray for those who we love. Pray for those in our family and our friends who just need that extra certainty of your love and your care at the moment. We pray for those who are ill, those who are lonely, those who are just struggling in any way at the moment, that they'll know your love and care in their lives, not only today, but always. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining in with our prayers. Now, we're going to come to our quiz. So we always had a quiz at Holiday Club where we reflected on the story that we've done. So first couple of questions we'll do from the story we just did. And we'll start with you children here at the front and any other children around as well. Who did Jesus call? If you think Jesus called Matthew, could you touch your nose? If it was Goliath, could you show your muscles? Who did Jesus call in the story? Well, they're all touching their nose. It was Matthew. Well done. So, Claire, could you pick someone to come and score some points? We've got some stones in a bowl of water here at the front. Here, and we use the stones to remind us of the third story we did when the angel moved the stone. So Aurelia, and these stones have got numbers on. 25 points. Well done. Now, adults, what was Matthew's job? If you think he was a fisherman, could you sort of cast your fishing rod? If you think he was a tax collector, could you count your money? So we're looking around. Children, look around at what the adults are doing. Are they fishing or counting? I think they're counting their money. So could I have an adult volunteer to come and, he was a tax collector, come and pick a stone? Now, this can be anyone, someone who's never been to the front, but thought, actually, in all my time, I've never been up on the front at Christchurch. Who is going to cut? Thank you. Come on, Matthew. It's good that it's Matthew, isn't it? There we go. Well done, Matthew. 20. Well done. Give Matthew a clap. Now, it's a bit more difficult. The children will hopefully know these answers. It will test the adults' Bible knowledge. Because the second day, it was the story of the Jesus on the lake. Where did Jesus go, children? What was the name of the sea that he went when he went on that boat to have a sleep? If you think it was the Red Sea, point at something red. If you think it was the Sea of Galilee, point at the water bowl over there. It was the Sea of Galilee. Well done. So, Claire, who's going to come up? Felix. Here we go. 20 points. Well done. We'll add those to our scores. Come and sit down. That's right. Come and have a sit down. And adults, what happened next? Jesus went to sleep in the boat and then something happened. If you think there was a great storm and Jesus calmed the storm, could you do a little wave action? If you think a whale came along and swallowed Jesus, big, that sort of thing. There we go. What are the children are doing it for you. Can we have one of the adults from over here to come and pick a score out? If no one puts their hand up, I'm just going to pick on someone. Right, Darren, would you come and do it? Come on then. Thank you so much. Here we go. Over there. There we go. How many? You don't boo. You don't boo. Dear me. How many points? 25. You see, if you hadn't booed, that score would have been lower, I reckon. That was there we go. Final round. And the third story we did was the resurrection from Matthew's gospel. How many days was Jesus in the grave? Was it one or three, children? How many days was Jesus in that tomb? One or three? Of course, it was three. So, Claire, who's going to come up? Joseph's going to come. Pick a stone. And how did the stone move? We know the stone moved. The tomb was empty. Jesus was alive. But adults, if you think it was angels, I want you to point that way. If you think it was a great wind, can you point that way? So was it an angel came down from heaven and moved the stone, or a great wind? It was, of course, an angel. I wonder if we should get Vincent out to do the first of what will be many, many messy things that he has to do in his time at Christ Church, I'm sure. Come on then. What have we got there? 15, yes, well done. Excellent. So, we're getting near the point where we find out which team has won. But first of all, I wonder how we're doing on that memory verse. Let's see if we can do it. So, children, do you think you can do that? Memory verse. Should we see if we can all do it together? Let's see, because we're all one family of God here together. So let's see if we can all do this together. I'll count us down. 3, 2... Well done, everyone. Now, I think we'll just use four children for this. We had a memory verse challenge. So in their teams, they would share the memory verse, and then we'd get a person from each team to do that. So, yeah, one. So there's four balloons, and the balloons have got, some have got good things in, like a chocolate, and some have got messy things in. You'll see how it works. One, two, Edward three, Abigail four. Lovely. Out you come. Edward, up you go. There we go. And so on this hat, there is a pin. All right. And the idea is they will jump up and try and pop the balloon with the pin, and they'll find out whether they've got a prize or a consequence. So okay. Here we go. Grace and I will hold this up, and it's number one.
Are you going to go for number one, Oliver, yeah?
So Oliver's got number one.
You want number three.
Number three, okay. Okay.
Decided you want something.
Go on then. Countdown. 3, 2, 1. And again. Yeah. So that was a snow shower. Well done.
Olivia.
What, 1, 2, or 4?
Four.
Well, wait a second. Okay. Let's give her a countdown. 3, 2, 1. Oh, the chocolates. Well done, Olivia. You know what that means, you two? There's no chocolate left. Edward, one or two?
One or two. Two.
Let's give him a count. 3, 2, 1. And again. Oh, the water. Edward. Well done. And Abigail. 3, 2, 1. And again. Oh. Oh, Abigail got the rice. There we go. Well done, all of you. There we go. Thank you. Thank you, Abigail. There we go. So, George, could you bring our scoreboard, please? Drum roll. adults. That's a pretty good score, 115. I'm suspecting that's going to win. Let's see the children. Someone been fixing the scores. Dear me. Well, that means the children win. So, children, you need to pick one of your leaders to gunge. There's quite a lot of fingers pointing at Kathleen. Kathleen. Come on then, Kathleen. Come on then. Come on, Kathleen. Roger, would you like to come and help gunge your wife? And I know. And Elizabeth, come on up as well. So you do the water afterwards, Elizabeth. Here we go. So we've got a lovely mix here of various disgusting custards and blue cheese and all stuff like that. Here we go. Let's give her a countdown. 3, 2, 1. He's been very kind. It's not a bit higher, a bit higher. That's right. Get it going. That's it. Well done. Come on, Elizabeth. Do you want to go and give a bit of a nice, generous wash? There we go. Dear me. You know, I'm going to get into trouble for this, not you. There we go. Thank you. Well done. Give them a big clap. Thank you. Be very careful. So we've come to the end of our Sunday version of Mega Makers. We're just going to do our final song. This was one of the songs that really told the stories of what we've been doing this week. So George, can we play Jesus Superhero? You want to stand up, children? And adults, if you can stand up and see if you can follow the actions as well.